Are the Vikings taking a step this year? We'll find out. Andrew Kramer from 1500 in ESPN joins us in Minneapolis. Andrew, I guess the first question, quarterbacking situation. What's your thoughts on that? And is that the biggest concern in Minnesota?
That's not the biggest concern, actually. The biggest concern is going to be their defense. And that's why they hired a defensive-minded coach in Mike Zimmer. They allowed 37 touchdown passes last year, which is almost an NFL record. It ties the Baltimore Colts from way back in the early 80s. So that's how long that record goes back. But with the Vikings, they went ahead and named Matt Cassel the starting quarterback today. That was something that was pretty expected going forward because it was his job to lose, really. 9-year veteran going up against a rookie. I mean, we only saw a rookie overtake a veteran once, and that was Russell Wilson with Matt Flynn out in Seattle. So it was really expected for Teddy to sit and learn this year, at least to start out. But you listen to Mike Zimmer talk, the head coach with the Minnesota Vikings, and he says, hey, if the quarterback doesn't perform, meaning Matt Cassel, we're not afraid to put Teddy in. So it seems like that proverbial leash is pretty short for Matt.
How has Teddy looked?
Teddy looked well. He hasn't in. All the coaches are touting him. I mean, they say he can make all the throws. We're watching him make all the throws. We saw him take a little, a few growing pains, a few struggles here in practices recently. However, once he's gotten out into those preseason games, he's seemed pretty sharp. He's going against second and third string defenses, so it's kind of tough to glean too much off of that. However, Teddy's looked as you would expect. He's looked sharp when he's gotten in there. We just want to see now that next step, his progression going forward. The biggest thing with Teddy is doing things faster. Playing at Louisville, he's just 9 months removed from playing at Louisville. Those defenders are not going to close on your receivers that quickly. There's just aspects of the game that are so much faster in the NFL, and that's really what he's got to speed up is his progression, his footwork, all that kind of stuff. But fortunately for the Vikings, he's got time to do that now with Matt Cassel being the starter.
And obviously he does it in practice, but practice is so much different. Matt Cassel is a guy who I remember when he was 11-5 with New England, and people thought, man, Matt Cassel is going to be great. And then he signed the big contract, and he's never been able to come really close to that season. Is the system that they're putting in Minnesota, does it play better into the style of quarterback that Cassel is, or is there really no system that can make him better?
This is actually the first time Matt Cassel has been in a kind of system like North Turner's. Okay. Matt Cassel's, he's played in like 8 different offenses across his career, and this is the first one that's kind of stretching the field vertical, and he's looked very comfortable in doing that so far this preseason. So I would say it does play to his strengths because he's been able to stretch the field. I believe he's averaging about 10 yards per completion this preseason, and that's night and day compared to Christian Ponder and what the Vikings fans saw in previous years where it was just West Coast offense, short dink and dunk kind of style. So this is actually going to be stretching the field more and getting the tight end involved too with Kyle Rudolph deep down in the passing game. And I think that does play to Matt Cassel's strengths.
Andrew Kramer joins us from 1500 ESPN in Minneapolis. Cassel has some weapons. Adrian Peterson's definitely one of the best running backs in the league. Cordell Patterson, everybody's high on him. Kyle Rudolph, they think, can have a breakout year. I know Greg Jennings is on the downside of his career, but at least, is a veteran receiver. Do they have enough options? Do you think they're going to pass, or with Adrian Peterson, are they still going to be run first?
No, this will be a pass-first offense. And people might cringe at that because you have Adrian Peterson on your roster. However, what they're going to want to do is use the pass to open up the run. And what they did what they've done Adrian's entire career has been use the run to open up the passing game. Well, it's going to be the exact opposite now here in Minnesota. With North Turner at the controls, he loves to throw. I mean, that's just, the passing game is kind of what his offense has been predicated on since he was in San Diego, since he was in Cleveland. I believe out in Cleveland, they ran more 3 wide receiver sets than any offense in the league last year. So you're going to see the ball spread out more. What they're going to want to do with Adrian, though, is get him involved in the passing game, which is something he hasn't done much in the past. I believe his career high in receptions was 43 back in 2009 with Brett Favre. And then, of course, if you remember, they made the NFC Championship game. So that was his most successful year. And so I think they want to kind of copy that a little bit, get the ball downfield, and then pass it to Adrian underneath, and then get him out in space, as opposed to line him up in the front of the line with 11 guys facing him and then try to go through it.
What about the second receiver? Like, I know Patterson's not a proven number one yet, but they're very high on him. Greg Jennings, a veteran, kind of past his best due date. Or, you know, is Thielen or Wright or Ellison or Simpson, any of those guys, do you think ready to be, maybe a surprise receiver?
Actually, I wouldn't be surprised to see Jerome Simpson thrive in an offense like this just because of his style of play. He's a downfield runner. He jumps. He's the kind of guy that can jump out of the gym. He's going to go up there and grab those leaping passes. So I think their strongest offense with the Vikings will be having Cordarrelle Patterson at one split end, Jerome Simpson lining up on the other side of the ball, and then having Greg Jennings in the slot, Kyle Rudolph, and then Adrian Peterson. Those five are your skill players that you're going to see on the field most often for the Vikings coming this year. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Jerome Simpson come out. I mean, like you said, there are so many weapons on this offense just in terms of spreading the ball out. But I think Jerome's a guy that could profit and thrive off of that this year if he's not suspended, because he's got that looming over his head after some legal troubles last year.
Is Jennings still creating separation?
Oh, he is. He is. You say downside of his career, really, I think he was just hidden last year because of the quarterback carousel that was going on here in Minnesota. I mean, they had nine games with Christian Ponder, six with Matt Castle, and one with Josh Freeman. They really didn't have any consistency on the offensive side of the ball, and that hurt Jennings. He didn't get as many targets. And so we saw some flashes last year with Greg. In terms of him getting separation and getting downfield, he had two touchdowns in London against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So we know what he can do when he has a decent quarterback, especially seeing what he did in Green Bay. So I think if Castle can be consistent and be that guy long-term for the Vikings, at least this season, you'll see a reviving of Jennings' play this year. Because I just think he was too hidden last year with their bad quarterback play.
Quickly, what were your thoughts on the whole Chris Cluey Minnesota Vikings lawsuit court case?
That was a difficult one, especially just because it was a situation where you have a punter who waited until he knew he wasn't going to get another job in the NFL to bring all this to light, and then you have guys who are still on the team that might have testified. And so it was just kind of a lot of mudslinging back and forth in terms of, you know, he said this, he said that. And it was just very difficult for an organization that was already trying to turn around a 5-10-1 squad and then hiring a new coach, bringing in new players, getting a new quarterback in the draft. And then in the background, you have to deal with all of this lawsuit stuff. And so I think the Vikings were very happy that they finally settled on it. And really, Cluey wasn't demanding much. It was just kind of the noise he was making that they really didn't like all too much. But that's in the past now because it's settled, so hopefully it stays that way.
Yeah, well, Cluey wasn't taking any money out of this. I don't think he got any money in the settlement. A lot of it was going to support human rights and anti-hate causes, correct?
Yes, they, I believe, ended up settling for $1 million to go to LGBTA causes. And that was kind of the whole goal of this for Cluey. And then obviously for the Vikings themselves to revamp their policies in terms of sensitivity training and stuff like that. I don't believe they budged on the suspension for Mike Prefer, the special teams coordinator. Mm-hmm. Cluey wanted a 4-game suspension, and they ended up sticking with this 3-game that might be whittled down to 2 games. So there was some give and take there, but I believe the money aspect of it all went to charity.
Covering the team, have you noticed, you know, was there any admittance from the coach himself that he was if he's getting suspended, there had to be some guilt. Has he ever admitted to it?
Not publicly, not to us. However, if you go into the investigation and you read the summary of the report that they did release, Mike Prefer, that is, didn't openly admit to it. But what he did say was, well, if other players said I said it, I'm not going to say they didn't. You know, just a roundabout way of kind of admitting to it. And so he did openly admit, at least sideways, to saying the one comment that made all the headlines. And other than that, though, the Vikings haven't admitted to anything. They won't release the full report that they commissioned, which is about 150 pages. Instead, they released a 29-page summary of the report, which they tailored to make themselves look at least better in this light. But truthfully, nobody looks good out of this.
Andrew Kramer from ESPN in Minneapolis joins us. Quickly, you mentioned the biggest concern is the Vikings' defense. Is it the front seven? Is it the secondary? Is it all of it? What's the biggest weakness? Where are teams going to exploit the Vikings defensively?
both in the secondary and in the linebacking core. They obviously drafted Anthony Barr because they wanted an edge rusher. They wanted a guy to get after the quarterback, but they've just brought in veteran Jasper Brinkley to fill in their middle linebacker spot. So he's not a guy. He played just 200 snaps last year for the Cardinals. He was hurt all the time, and he was a guy that has a history here in Minnesota. Jasper had played for the Vikings in 2010, 2011. So he knows the organization, but I'm not sold that he's the answer at middle linebacker. However, in today's NFL, you're in so many nickel packages that your starting middle linebacker is not necessarily starting. So it's your nickel cornerback. And so then that's where we go back to the secondary. And I think with your secondary, you signed Captain Munderland out of free agency. You didn't really spend many draft picks on defensive backs. They waited until the sixth and seventh round. And those guys aren't necessarily panning out right now to be starters right away, you know, as most sixth and seventh rounders aren't. And so I think you need to be concerned about who's going to be that second safety next to Harrison Smith, and then who's going to be that third cornerback to go along with Captain Munderland and Xavier Rhodes in your nickel packages. And so right now they don't have any answers for those two spots. They haven't announced a starter. So I think that's your biggest concern, is with 2 weeks to go until the season opener, you still have two spots wide open starting on your defense, and they're both in the secondary. So I think that's the biggest concern.
Yeah, definitely, as the NFL becomes more of a passing league by the day.
Oh, exactly. Yep.
Andrew, I appreciate your time.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.